Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited about today's discussion here in the healing room. And I am so thrilled that you are here. Today's discussion is all about the duplex of anxiety, stress, and self-doubt. Okay. And I'm so excited to bring this to you guys. Look, I really was just thinking, and you guys know I'm often in meditation, and I really wanted to bring something that God actually was laying on my heart to give. And I wanted to wait until I really received what I thought that he was sharing with me. And I'm just so excited to share this with you. And it's going to be one of those things where it's clear, it's concise, you can take action. And then after you take action, you can celebrate yourself. This is definitely for those who suffer or have gone through feelings or thoughts of anxiety, stress, self-doubt, or worthlessness, not feeling like you are enough. And even if you're someone who's not really in a season like that right now, in preparation for a full year here in 2020, it's really good to be aware and understand these types of things. So if it arises for you this year, you're packed with some action items that you can take to position yourself in a way where you are not consumed by the anxiety, by the stress, by the self-doubt, or by the worthlessness. And it's real. I'm talking about real pain in today's discussion. I'm talking about real deep stuff in today's discussion. And I really definitely had some epiphany moments. So I'm going to be using some imagery to really share with you a way to look at anxiety, stress, self-doubt, and self-worth in a different way, in a different light, and how you can understand it and then take action on it. And then, of course, celebrate yourself. So today's discussion's spoken word is actually going to be at the very end. I really am excited to just dive into this content. So without further ado, let's start out with our healing pledge so that we lay a strong foundation that this is truly the safe place where we do the real work unapologetically and can be transparent about where we are. I hope that you are repeating after me. I am committed to not judging myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so that I can live a life of freedom. Whew, that felt good to say. And I hope that you are saying that with me, right? Because this is the healing room. This is the place where we can do just that. Let's dive in. The duplex of anxiety, stress, and self-doubt. I want to give you a picture, okay? I want to give you a picture of what anxiety, stress, and self-doubt can be in your life, right? And you have to ask yourself, is this me? Am I in this picture? And then for those of you on the outside looking in, say, how can I understand this picture so that I can better support and help my loved ones? And potentially prepare myself and understand it if I find that this is a place that's headed towards my direction. So I want you to consider a duplex. A duplex is not an apartment complex. It's not 100 homes. It's not 30 homes. It's not 20 homes. A duplex is the conjoining of two homes, right? It's two homes side by side, connected, joined. What's great about a duplex is because when you walk in the front door and you walk around in the duplex, you feel like you are in your own house. Many duplexes have their own garage door. Some duplexes may even have their own backyard. Many duplexes may even have your own personal walkway. Those are things that you're not going to get in an apartment complex, right? But it's a little different from owning your own home because you have two homes that are connected. And when I say owning your own home, I mean living in one single house that's not connected to another. So have this image in your mind of two homes connected, and you've got one person, one family living on the left side, and they have their own front door and their own backyard. And then you have another family living on the right side, and they have their own family and their own backyard, right? And they're running their lives two different ways, but those homes are connected. Sometimes finding yourself in the juxtaposition of a duplex is like finding yourself in the pressures of anxiety, stress, and self-doubt. I want to share an example with you. When I was growing up, a lot of family members used to say things like this to me. Ooh, you're so skinny. You're so bony. Ooh, she's so slim. She don't have no meat on her bones. Ooh, she's skinny. Right? These are things that loved ones and family members would say to me. And I don't think they meant anything negative by this, but they would constantly say it. Sometimes people would pull on my shirt or pull on my dress just to kind of enunciate how skinny and how slim I was. And there were other individuals, other young girls in their 13, 14, 15 years, teenagers, who the same kind of thing happened. And many a times people in the family would do this, right, to other individuals in the family, other cousins, other friends, other neighbors. It was kind of something that just happened in the area and in the culture and in the community that I was in. Kind of a positivity put on being slim, because in the South, a lot of times people struggle in the South with food and eating specific types of food. Now, many a times when you're in your 13 or 14 or 15, you're slim because you're a child. That's not always the case, but it is sometimes. So I would hear that. I would hear, ooh, you're skinny, ooh, you're slim, ooh, da da da, and the pulling of the dress and the pulling of the shirt. And in my mind, I was proud to be slim. I was happy to have the body type that I was. I ran track. I wanted a little bit more in the back. I just want to be completely honest with this story. This is going somewhere, so follow me. I wanted a little bit more in the back, but I felt great about myself. So what they were saying, the actual words that they were saying, weren't necessarily negative in nature. Then there was this other part of the world, right? There was this other community, there was this other culture that said, you know, you need to be thick and you need to be voluptuous and you're sexy and that's what people like. And I found myself in the juxtaposition of the duplex, right? Where you've got one narrative here and it's loud. And even though I kind of resonate with it, it's kind of coming from a place that I don't really connect with. And then you have this other, right? You have this other part of the duplex, this other house that is saying, you know, voluptuous and thick and da 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 da. And when you find yourself in the juxtaposition of the duplex, even though you may be more prone to one side than the other, you can still feel caught in the in-between. This is where anxiety lives. This is where self-doubt lives. This is where some stress can be born. And for those who resonate with this, for those who are looking at this image and picturing that duplex, in the two different worlds, the two different homes that are completely connected, and can see that at one point of time that they have been in that intersection point. To you, I say, release yourself from the duplex. Release yourself from the duplex and consider building your own home. Consider building your own house. This is a mental and spiritual act and not a boycott. And it may be time for you to build your own home when it comes to your identity, right? Now, a lot of times people may go into a knee-jerk reflex reaction of throwing stones at this side and throwing stones at the other side, when in truth, I'm not speaking about that. What I am saying is consider building your own house. Ask yourself, is your anxiety driven from living in the juxtaposition of a duplex? Let me tell you the definition of juxtaposition according to Google. It's the fact of two things being seen or placed close together with contrasting effect. The fact of two things being seen or placed close together with contrasting effect. when you find yourself in these in-between places, it's hard to have a strong and solid footing of your own identity when one house is so loud and the other house is so loud. I'm going to give you another example. You've got one family and they're cooking jambalaya and seafood and shrimp. They're using all the Creole seasonings and the salt and the pepper and all the spices, and it smells like seafood goodness. And then you got another side and they're using the curry and they're putting together their spices, and it's hot and it's red and it's spicy, and they're cooking all kinds of curry and masalas, and those spices are bleeding through the wall. And you say, man, I really love Creole food. I really love jambalaya. And you say, man, I really love chicken masala, and I really love curry dishes. And I love that stuff. I love that juicy goodness. But when you have these bold and big flavors connected together, it's hard to enjoy either. Let me go deeper. It's hard to appreciate either. Let me go deeper. It's hard to really have peace when one season is so strong and it's bleeding through the walls, and then the other seasoning is so powerful and seafoody that it's bleeding through the walls. And now the smell is kind of not a good smell anymore at all. Let me go deeper. Peace. A house divided cannot stand is something you may have heard by many people, and I want to share this with you. It may be time for you to build your own house when it comes to your identity. Ask yourself if your anxiety is driven from living in a duplex, two separate homes combined, and finding yourself in the juxtaposition, in the intersection point, in the middle of the contrast. This is where releasing the anxiety comes into place. Sometimes we have to remove ourselves out of the position of being in the in-between, two identity systems. The weight of the axis that keeps two homes together can be too much pressure on the mind, too much noise on the mind, too much weight on the mind. It's important that we as individuals get okay with who we are, get okay with who God made us to be, get okay with what we need, become okay with our lifestyles, become okay with our choices, become okay with our bodies, become okay with our careers, become okay with our feelings and emotions, become okay with the life that we choose. When we are okay with ourselves, and this is not a selfish act, you can be a better wife, a better mother, a better career professional, a better entrepreneur, a better Bible believer, a better counselor, a better advisor. You can be a better person, a better neighbor. You can be a better friend when you get okay with yourself and in balance with yourself. I want to take this deeper for anyone who is not quite connecting with this. Many a times people struggle with weight loss, right? So I guess I started with an image of the body and identity, and I guess I'm bringing that back in. People struggle with weight loss, and the narrative of the culture that they are immersed in says, you got to cook all this food, or you got to eat this kind of way, or you got to go to these amazing restaurants, or you have to be seen eating at these places, right? And then there's another culture that says, you got to eat healthy, you got to eat raw vegan, you can't, you know, not count your calories, you have to only drink this and only eat that. And then there's two big houses. And one house may not be serving you, because if you're trying to cut down on your weight, which is what a lot of people have, or a handful of people, I would say, have reached out to me about utilizing different techniques that I use to help them decrease in their weight, listening to that one house isn't going to work. And then maybe you don't really think of yourself as a raw vegan. So listening to that house doesn't work. And in that intersection point, there's a lot of stress, there's overwhelm, there's self-doubt. What if you were to get up out of that duplex, decide that you are worthy enough to leave and build your own house? The identity that God calls for you is very unique than the identity that God gave to Paul or John or Silas, right? Or Ezekiel, right? Or Abraham from the Bible, or for your brother, or for your nephew, or for your sister, or for your friend. And so this idea that we need to have this paralleled identity complex where I mimic you and you mimic me, and as long as I mimic you, I'm okay. Your body is different. Your mind is different. Your needs are different. What you need to eat, your sister may not be able to eat. What you need to eat, your brother may not be able to eat, right? The things that you need for your business, your neighbors may not need for their business. You have to be okay with who God called you to be. And it is so freeing to say, I am getting my bags, all the bags that are not filled with all the stuff from these houses. I'm taking what's mine and I am going to go build my own house. This is not, let me repeat, this is not a boycott. This is a mental and spiritual act. You need community. We need each other. We need love. We need support. This is not a boycott. This is a mental and spiritual act. But it is true. Sometimes you have to step up out of the duplex and give yourself exactly what you need. The diet that you need, the weekend that you need, the self-care that you need, right? The church that you need, the temple that you need, right? The meditation practice that you need, the type of clothes that you need, the workout schedule that you need. You are not a monolithic. You are not a duplicate of your mom. You're not a duplicate of your sister. You're not a duplicate of that other woman at work. You are not a duplicate of your best friend. You are unique. And it is okay that if you find yourself in a duplex and they're cooking curry in one side and they're cooking jambalaya in the other side and the seasonings are so overwhelming you can't enjoy the smell of one, it's okay to walk out and say, you know what, tonight I think that I'm going to go to my own house and cook my own meal just for me. And let me tell you, everyone around you, including your spouse, including your possible children, including those close to you, including yourself, everyone around you will be better for it. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you truly are in the right place at the right time. And if you are sipping the tea that I'm pouring and you want more of this, something even more specific to you, hop on over to mcwrites.com. That's mcwrites.com. And you can schedule a one-on-one coaching session with me. Sometimes it's important to start writing a story that's just yours. And if you've never had an opportunity or space to do that, now is the time. So as always, I look forward to seeing you right back here every week, God willing, right here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person. It's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. If it's okay, I would like to leave you with a poem. Let love flow and overflow. Let your joyful rain down into this temple. Let forgiveness live here, leading restoration and healing. Yahweh worshiping in a David-like praise. May I adorn my life with the better things, letting go of insecurities and being mindful that we are royalty. Let peace be the blood that flows through our veins. May peace be the blood that flows through your veins. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.